Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
President Volodymyr Zelensky is reportedly planning to visit Washington on Wednesday, according to various media reports.
If he goes ahead with the trip, it would be the Ukraine leader's first one abroad since Russia invaded his country earlier this February. For the latest, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, what details do you have on Mr. Zelensky's plan to meet Biden in person?
Well, absolutely nothing confirmed. I mean, this is a stunning pre-Christmas surprise that the Biden administration and the Ukrainian leader appear to have planned. There are multiple media reports here now saying that Volodymyr Zelensky will indeed leave Ukraine for the first time since the Russian invasion of his country got underway in February and will travel to Washington for White House meetings with President Biden and other senior administration figures. It's also reported here that he will be making an address to a joint session of Congress. We have no idea what time that might be taking place. There would have to be some legislation passed in order for that to occur. But certainly this explains potentially some things that we've been noticing over the last few days here in Washington, D.C. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was up on Capitol Hill on Monday for a series of unannounced and unexplained meetings with the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, and his Democrat majority opposite number, Chuck Schumer. Also, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, put a letter out to all members of the House of Representatives earlier today, Tuesday, in the United States, urging them to make arrangements to be in Washington in person on Wednesday. She said that the House of Representatives had some very important business to conduct for the American people ahead of the Christmas holiday. No indication in that letter that she was referring to the possible visit to Washington of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but you can certainly read that letter in that way if you so choose. I think we're going to hear in the hours ahead some details of exactly what is going to unfold here on Wednesday. But it's an absolute coup for the Biden administration if it occurs. There have been reports here that as of Tuesday night, President Zelensky was reportedly still in Ukraine. And this would be a bold move by the Ukrainian leader, leaving the country and traveling all the way to Washington, D.C. for a meeting with President Biden. Also possible that this will be the moment at which the U.S. government announces that it is providing the Ukrainians with those Patriot missile defense systems that the Ukrainians have been demanding for so many months. And within the last few days, the Biden administration has indicated that there is a real push now to get that done before the end of the year. So the stage set here on Wednesday for some extraordinary drama, assuming news of this visit is confirmed.
We will continue to watch the story, Simon. Thank you so much for that.